August, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dad Movie Place, a place where we take good movies and make them even bad, because they aren't very good at all. I'm your good boy Ian, to my left, per usual, that crooked on our shoulder, Kyle.
Good movies?
Well, movies. To his left, our minor child, Jared.
They carted me to get into the movie.
And his left, our bright North Star, Gage.
Leaving the movie theater, I was just so full of rage.
Gage almost started a riot leaving the movie.
Damn it. That's his name.
So again, this is a spoiler cast, so that's why it's Dat Movie Place. It's still a part of How We Do Podcast, but this episode is all about the movie we just saw called Venom.
Did you guys see that I found the only reason I'll ever have to wear this stupid shirt?
Is that why you went home?
So we can burn it now.
Is that why you went home?
No, I wore this at the movie. No, I went home to get this for the other thing. And a drink.
Well. Okay, so we're going to do a couple minutes, no spoilers, and then all spoilers.
Let's start with that. How did you feel? How did you feel about that movie?
Feel before?
Yeah, well, no. Just like.
So, all right, can we do how we felt going into the movie and how we felt leaving the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Going into the movie, I didn't have high expectations. I hadn't read reviews. I had seen scores. I had always talked about the trailers looking terrible and how the writing, I thought, looked bad from just a trailer aspect. And if the trailers don't look good, typically, that's going to lead to a bad movie. But I was trying to go in without, you know, preconceived notions about anything, and I wanted it in open mind. Coming out of the movie, I was right about everything. And that movie was a shit show. And man, was I not okay with it. Man, I was not okay with it.
I think that Sony should get rid of the Spider-Man universe and give it to Marvel.
Yeah, they should just give it to them.
They know what they're doing, and Sony forgot that Venom's a bad guy.
It depends on the comic book you're reading.
It depends on the comic book you're reading, yes. But, you know, I never considered Venom an anti-hero. I always considered Venom a bad guy for Spider-Man universe.
Sure. Venom's his best.
Right.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, Venom's a good guy. And then, I don't know.
No, he was a bad guy, and then he became a good guy.
He never was a bad guy.
We'll get to that
Is he a bad guy?
We'll get to that in spoilers.
So, I went into this movie a little disappointed just because I was like, I don't really want to see this movie. This is the first Spider-Man Sony movie since Spider-Man 3 I've seen, because I've never seen the Amazing Spider-Mans or any of that. Yep. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to insult the good name of Tobey Maguire.
I hate you so much.
He's the best Spider-Man. Thank you. And so I went in with negative thoughts about this movie because I did see the scores. They weren't good. And going out of that movie, I see why they're not good, because they're bad. They're very, very bad.
Kyle, what'd you think?
Going in, I thought this movie was going to be a fucking train wreck.
Sure.
It was derailed a little bit. It wasn't a complete train wreck. I didn't absolutely hate it.
Okay.
I didn't hate it.
No, I didn't hate it. It wasn't a terrible movie. It was a terrible Spider-Man. Like, it was a terrible Marvel movie.
It was.
It was an association with Marvel. It's a Sony movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was weird seeing the Marvel logo and not seeing like Captain America and Spider-Man and like all of them like in together with it.
You can have the old Marvel logo we don't use anymore.
Yeah. It was okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't really like the whole humor of it. Was really,
no,
really
the humor
bad.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
No spoilers yet.
It's like they wanted to do what the Marvel movies did. It's like, hey, it's going to be funny, and it's going to have a bunch of action, and then the jokes were
audiences.
Not great.
The jokes weren't funny.
Go ahead. Felt forced.
So
it did.
Going really. Into the movie, I was excited for it just because it's a Venom movie. I don't really have any other reason to not be excited about it. I only saw one trailer. I only paid attention to one trailer. I didn't read anything about it. I also had a bit of an issue with the humor. I thought it was funny, but it doesn't really have a place in a Venom movie.
Sure.
Right.
I felt like they wanted it to be so much like Deadpool that they ruined it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Fair.
Overall, in all, I didn't really hate the movie. I enjoyed it. I felt like it was worth watching.
I will say Tom Hardy did a hell of a job with what he was given.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy did. It was really good acting.
I love Tom Hardy.
I didn't like him like in the beginning. Because in the beginning, he reminded me of Keanu Reeves being like a reporter.
It looked
and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It like, kind of seemed like he had Venom with him the whole time. Like, there was not a difference between Tom Hardy without Venom and Tom Hardy with Venom.
I was confused as to why they're in San Francisco. Whoa. San Francisco.
Well, they kind of explain that in the week it's fired from the
Daily Bugle.
Not the Daily Bugle.
Yeah, the Daily Globe. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Like, did they not get the Daily Bugle for this? God. Could you not get a fucking name?
Yeah, maybe.
Marvel's got such a grip on the Daily Bugle they can't fucking.
Listen, you can associate yourselves with us,
but don't say anything.
Don't you dare take the Bugle.
Not even a little bit.
No, yeah. I thought he did a really good job with acting with what he was given, because he was really good in Batman. Tom Hardy was.
Thank you, appreciate that.
You're welcome. That.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I made that.
He did a really good job, Batman. I think he did a really good job in Venom. You know, despite everything being terrible in that movie.
There are just a lot of questionable decisions of the movie's pacing and the plot of it all, and like the writing of it, and like why things were like the decisions made in the movie too, and like how things are explained.
When they brought out the check, like the receipt and everything, I was like, it's over?
Yeah, because we went to the Alamo, and they're like, 45 minutes before the movie's over, here you go. And I'm like, this is like the first action scene of the movie, and you're bringing out my check already?
Yeah.
How long have I been here?
Yeah, I was like, what? How long is left in this movie?
They should be like, cut there, and like, it's done.
When he said Venom, just fade to black.
The first half an hour of this movie, I was bored out of my mind.
Oh my God. Oh,
it was boring. So but here, boring.
So that's one of the things. It took too long to get to the Venom part. But then, like, once it was there, it was a fucking roller coaster downhill the whole time. And it's like, all right, well, now it's the end of the movie. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, Venom didn't show up until halfway through the movie.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like, well, what the fuck?
Do you want to get into spoilers? Do you have anything else non-spoilers you want to talk about? Should people go see this?
It's a Redbox movie.
It's a Redbox.
It's a Redbox movie. Yeah, rent, don't buy. Yeah,
just go see it. It's fun. It's fun.
It's not.
It's a fun movie.
The action scenes were awesome.
I don't know.
They were
action
awesome.
Scenes seemed very, very like
the final action scene reminded me of the Transformers movies where you can't tell what the fuck's going
on. Yeah, just a lot of CGI everywhere.
It's a fun movie. Don't go and see it expecting a good movie.
That's not good.
Go and watch it with the same mentality that you had watching Michael Bay's Transformer movies, you'll be fine.
Or the same way you felt about going and seeing the new Fantastic Four movie.
Because
who went and saw that movie? Nobody.
I loved the Transformers movies. I still love the Transformers movies. But they are not good movies.
No, they're not.
No.
They're poorly written and poorly, like, just...
And you guys yell at me for liking the first three Spider-Man movies.
They're like...
There's no explosions in the Spider-Man movies, is there?
Yes, there are.
Things blow up all the time. Green Goblin's got pumpkins.
Yeah, he has pumpkins that blow up. He turns those people into skeletons.
He uses that bomb two old once men. Throughout the whole fucking thing, and he has this one incinerator bomb that blows up people instantly.
And he throws a rocket.
Never uses it again.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure when he does that, they turn into skeletons, and it goes to another set, like another cut screen, and you can see those people standing there again.
Well, I wanted to make a point about that in the Venom movie. Because when she drops her box with all of her stuff in it, stuff falls out. Then when she picks it up, everything's in there. And it's like, you didn't just pick everything up. All
right, spoilers now. This is the spoiler time. If you haven't seen the movie yet, stop now and come back later. Or if you don't care about it and want to listen to spoilers right now, keep listening.
Cue the music.
Warning, spoilers. Warning, spoilers.
I started a note thing here for a start time and a spoiler time. I didn't write any of that down.
Okay, good. Cool.
So that's good for us.
I'll just do this later.
Read it. Just listen to it.
Yeah.
So are we just going to go in order then?
Fuck this movie.
It wasn't terrible, but it was bad. It was real bad, but not terrible.
Okay, so we did the spoiler warning. Do you need a spoiler warning? Because I feel like every scene of this movie was in a trailer.
That's a good point. A lot of it was in the trailer.
Barely anything was left for this movie.
Yeah.
This movie was a century egg.
Terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it again, but I did watch it.
You did see it. We did pay for it. I paid Kyle $10.
But I consumed it, so technically it is in a century.
For you.
Yes.
All right, so where do you want to start?
Can we start with his bad reporting and how he's the greatest reporter ever?
Yeah.
Okay, he's not at all.
Eddie Brock was not a great reporter.
He wasn't.
Well, he was always second to Lee's Peter.
Yeah.
And the other thing we should mention is, like, in a lot of the comic book versions of Eddie Brock, he does have, like, this humor, smug kind of bullshitty way. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think they try to, like, make Venom that in this. And I don't think it worked.
No.
But they pushed so much that it's two different beings. Like, they pushed so much that it's the symbiote and the host.
And I had a
symbiote and the host.
I had a problem with that. Venom knew everything about Eddie Brock, except for, yeah, it was in his brain.
It was in
but
his brain.
But
yeah.
Except for, like, who his ex-fiance was. Yeah. And, like, there was, like, sometimes he's like, who's this woman? I'm like, you know everything! What if you have all of his memories!
Like, what if he, like, blacked out? Because he went drinking and, like, just...
He knew everything else!
I don't know!
Except for, like, key details that make the script make sense to someone at Sony. He knew everything except for who this girlfriend is. Or... I can't even wrap my head around it.
So the main bad guy of the movie was Riot.
Yeah.
Did Venom fight Riot in the comics?
Venom fights every symbiote in the comics, basically.
That's
how many are there in the comics?
Isn't there like
there's a
five?
Lot. Okay. I think there's like 9 main ones.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay. Because the first time I saw like Riot or whatever, I thought it was Anti-Venom at first.
Okay.
I didn't think it was going to be.
Riot. I wasn't sure. I thought it'd be Carnage at first. Just like as like a big spoiler, be like, oh
I
shit!
I feel like
it's
if
Carnage
was going to be in this movie, like Carnage proper,
yeah,
that would have been a trailer somewhere because that's going to get people to go see the movie. That's why the next one is going to be is under Marvel.
Spoilers.
We're in the spoiler section.
I fucking hope Marvel like steps in and is like, listen, this. Is how
oh,
you
I bet
do.
That second movie gets made.
It's
Venom 2. Venom again.
Venom also.
Yeah.
Venomized.
Damn it, Jarrett.
But yeah, he was a shitty reporter. Not believable as a reporter at all.
No.
He was like, yeah, so people are poor. It sucks.
And that was part of like the
back
beginning part when like he goes in there and he's a bad reporter. And like the other thing is his boss was a shitty boss too because he's asking his best investigative journalist his source.
Exactly.
And I'm like, he's an investigative journalist. The source is him. He went and did the interview.
He is the source.
I don't understand why you're looking for a source. Like, do you think your best reporter has a source that was there first from these people also? You should just know that, like, this is your best reporter. Fucking put some stock into him. And then, the one he does, he asks two bad questions, gets a shutdown interview, fine, whatever. They cancel a whole TV show over it and fire their best reporter?
And his fiance.
I guess that was association
thing.
For him pissing off the Life Foundation.
Exactly.
The Life Foundation's like, all right, we'll fire that one lawyer that we're working at through the firm that we're going through. Fire
yeah,
that one person.
Sense.
And that didn't make any sense either.
If they fired the firm, I would understand that.
They just moved on. So they just dropped that whole case. We don't hear about that at all. Ever.
What happened
it's
to the wrongful
gone.
Death cases?
There's 6 months of them.
Yeah, just
there's
nothing.
6 months between that time and nothing's brought up and no one gives a shit anymore. The Life Foundation's just, okay, we're just still operating.
Shit, they fired the lawyer, case to throw
yeah,
out.
Yeah, guess we can't
damn
go through
it.
With this.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
The whole, what is it, enjoy your life or
have
that,
a nice
have
life.
Have a nice
life,
yeah. Was that just a joke?
It must have
been the whole movie.
It had to have been because it's the Life Foundation.
Right.
So his goodbye calling card is have a nice life or something like that.
Okay.
That's what I think it is.
Okay.
And the end of the movie, during the fight scene on the rocket, does he
yep.
say have a nice
yeah,
life?
He does.
Or
he does.
I thought he said have a nice knife and stabbed the rocket with the blade.
Shit, that would, I don't know. They're both great.
Because that's what I threw my hands up. I was like, is that a fucking Venom pun? I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
It could have been such a cool movie.
Did Venom look cool?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought Venom looked cool.
I thought Venom
looked
really cool.
I liked how he moved. I thought that was a good job. I kind of don't like how quick Eddie Brock could use. I guess Eddie Brock wasn't using the powers. So that's fine with me because Venom's using the powers. Because as soon as he attaches, Eddie Brock's a fucking superhero. He's kicking through walls and shit and knocking over
unintentionally.
Trees.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, and he's
that's the thing.
And not once does he ask why.
Yeah.
He's not he's just like, oh, okay, cool.
Like, well, not only that, but like the other one where the people, it goes into people and then they're like, whoa, I feel weird. He's just like, oh, it's in me, time to run. And
he's a good host.
He runs through walls and stuff. Still, like, there's no, like...
It doesn't make
so you're telling me that poor people are bad?
It won't
attach
I'm
to poor
people? I'm not
telling
you that. Sony's
that's what I just
that.
Heard.
There's
that's
there,
what I just heard.
The poor lady was all right. The poor lady was all right.
I think Eddie Brock kind of poor too. Like if you really think about it, he's got all those overdue.
He was the best reporter in the world.
But he's got all those like bill notices.
Can't find
late,
job.
Late fee.
He had no money. He also wasn't working for 6 months.
Yeah,
and had an apartment in San Francisco. No fucking way.
No, I'm
apartment's
sorry.
Apartment's out there like $4,000 a month.
That's why he was late on his rent for
forever.
6 months.
Six months late on your rent. I'm sorry, guy.
His lawyer girlfriend was paying for his rent.
That's what, 30,
well, also his
3400
his super popular $34,000. It was canceled after a day.
His roommate was fucking shredding every night, though.
Oh yeah.
That was sick.
That guy was awesome. But also didn't like how Eddie Brock like ran into the hall. He heard the guitar and ran into the hallway and got like constipated and then ran back into his room. Like,
yeah.
Say something. Like,
what does that mean?
And then so it sets it up later, so he squeals again. I'm like, okay, doesn't make any sense now, because it would have made more sense if he did this for the first time with Venom in his body about the sounds. But it doesn't, because he already did this as a normal person. Fuck this. God damn, I'm trying to think of other.
I didn't like the villain. The shit, what was his name? Drake.
Yeah.
Drake.
Carlton.
Yeah, Drake.
Weezy.
Weezy.
Drake. It was Drake, right?
Carlton. Oh, we're making a rap joke.
Yes,
Carlton. It's from Drake Bell.
Drake
Bell. Carlton.
Okay, it was Drake Bell. And Josh.
It was Carlton from Will Prince of Bel Air.
I didn't.
He wasn't even black.
What?
He was Indian.
Yeah, it's Carlton. That's his name.
Yeah, his name's Drake.
I hate you.
I didn't like him as a villain.
How far into the episode?
He was the.
I already hate him.
I only went like 15 minutes in.
Damn.
He was the like, the quiet villain. He's like, I'll talk very very soft, and I'll talk ruin as your possible fucking.
You have to listen to me this way.
Yeah.
He
had the whole like Thanos, like.
Greater good.
Yes, greater good. Where like. It's okay. We have
but it,
to,
it was
we
a greater to... good until they got to he had his own symbiote and he was like, yeah, all right, fuck everybody.
And he's not sick.
Yeah.
Why isn't he sick?
He only had it for like 15 minutes.
Doesn't okay.
Well, keep in mind when Brock Turner had the symbiote, he was jumping like through vents and everything. He didn't give a fuck. So 15 minutes after Big Boy has him, he's probably in the same mindset. He feels great. He's running through brick walls. He's got big axes for hands.
He has everything. The dude has every weapon. Venom had nothing.
Yeah, why is that?
Venom had a fist and a wall.
It's like the Green Lantern. Like when you give the Green Lantern the ring, right. The Green Lantern can make anything with his fucking ring, but he always makes a giant fist, while the other Green Lanterns are like, just make a tank.
Yeah.
Just fucking make a gun. Else. I don't understand.
Kill airplane. That guy.
I'm still learning.
Yeah. You've been learning for 8 years. I didn't like it. I don't think it was the worst superhero movie I've seen.
No. It was no Fantastic Four.
Is that good? Is Venom
one?
Looking up at Fantastic Four or no, looking down at Fantastic Four?
Bad. So bad.
Okay.
Still better than Spider-Man 3.
Nope.
Better than Spider-Man 3?
I like Spider-Man 3's Venom more than this Venom.
What?
I like that Eddie Brock more than this Eddie Brock.
I wish he was in it. I wish Topher Grace was like
I wish
it,
they were all
like
in it.
Passing.
I wish McGuire was in it too somehow. Just because it's just under the Sony umbrella of movies, I just wish somehow that like they're like, just you want to come sit in on the scene where Tom Hardy's gonna eat lobsters for no reason. He's hungry, so he has to eat anything.
It would have been funny if fucking the girl that played Gwen Stacy, I don't remember her name,
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire and fucking
Samuel Lee.
No, Topher Grayson.
Kristen Dunst.
Topher Grayson and Kristen Dunst and, like, James Franco, all of them were just, like, sitting at a round table in the restaurant, and they, like, all looked over at him.
If, I would have loved that. The only way the movie would have been worse, if that happened, and then that's when, Venom runs by and Tobey Maguire goes, looks straight into the camera and goes, seems like a lot of carnage happening, and winks, I would have killed everybody in the theater.
You can't say that, Gage.
I can say that. Uh-uh. It's been a while.
Not long enough.
No one remembers that.
So... I had an issue with the chase scene that happened.
The motorcycle scene?
Yes.
That's way too long.
Yes.
And like they just kept multiplying cars that were chasing him. And they were
and drones.
And drones.
Every time they lost a car, they got two more.
Yeah.
I'd like to explain, which I thought was really funny, is that a drone hit a car and blew the back of the car off. And, like, blew it up. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, there's a drone behind us. He grabbed the car door. And the car door, there's no damage to the car door.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no rules in this movie.
So, question. What color is fire normally?
Red.
It's not blue?
It's blue all
okay.
over this movie.
Why is the... Why?
Because it looks better.
Blue's the hottest
Hot
flame.
Hot fire.
Okay.
Yeah, they wanted to show you that during the early parts of the movie, blue flames won't hurt Venom, but at the end of the movie, red flames absolutely do somehow.
Yeah, it's...
But they don't kill him.
That's racist.
So did I miss something when he falls in the water? Because I was looking at my check. Did they show, like, the symbiote attaching back to Tom Hardy?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, they did not.
Then why the fuck are we just supposed to be okay with that?
Because all they showed was him separating and
into
saying
a parachute.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that was a thing, and he says goodbye, Eddie, and you're like, okay, Venom's dead. There's no explanation, and not even an inkling, of how Eddie Brock is still attached to the symbiote when the next scene happens, and they're still talking to each other. And we're just supposed to be like, oh, it's tricky Venom, where's the deleted scene that shows why this is still okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any
sense. You just
make
the assumption that it's...
Venom's humor is the most annoying thing in the world.
Also, is his ex-fiance sick now?
No, she's fine.
No.
She's 15 minutes.
15
no.
minutes, you're still okay.
Yeah,
that's the
window,
max.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the max is 15. And then after 3 days, then... Or actually, I think it was 24 hours. After 24 hours... Well, Yeah, it was 24 hours. After 24 hours. Yeah, no rules. After 24 hours, you're healthy again.
Right.
I thought it was neat that he has to keep on eating in order to keep his guts alive. I thought that was pretty interesting.
What?
So Venom...
He has to keep eating before
the,
Venom
the
eats
symbiote eats
his
like, organs. Internal organs.
That's like such an empty threat, though, because if Venom eats the insides of Tom Hardy, Eddie Brock dies, and then Venom is dead, too.
And he's like, I can heal you. Yeah. Well, then fucking do it. Don't die in me, please.
How about, if you can heal me, why do you need to eat? You should just be okay.
I feel like this whole movie was like a commercial for, like, Orida tater tots.
Yeah, he did eat a lot of tater tots. He
burnt those boys, too.
Yeah, he did.
Well, not that, he ate them frozen at one point. And like, he dug out some chicken out of the garbage.
Tater tots are delicious.
He's hot, he's cold, he's yes, and he's no.
He's Katy Perry. Yeah. I hate the shit out of you, Kyle. there's another, like, I'm not, like, super, super familiar with Venom comic books and anything like that. So Venom doesn't have spider sense whatsoever, because he only gets that, or he would even only get that through Spider-Man.
He gets Simbi sense.
Yeah, how does he detect all of this danger?
He's an alien.
And he just knows that people are going to knock on the door?
Yes.
But also he forgets that a drone's following them later?
Yes.
He doesn't know that?
Yes. I think there's too much going on for his spider sense to really, like, hone in.
I don't think he has
spider sense.
Because there's a lot going on.
I think he gets spider sense once he attaches to Spider-Man, right?
Right. But that's another thing about Venom. Venom is immune.
Every time he...
Well, but he's immune to spider sense because he gets it by attaching to Spider-Man. Yeah. He knows how spider sense works and he doesn't, like, fall victim to that shit.
Yeah. So, like, every time that Venom attaches to a person, doesn't he gain their powers? Like, if he attaches to a different superhero, he gains, like, some of their powers. Yeah.
Ditto?
Isn't that a thing?
Wow.
Ditto Man?
Hold on. He's Ditto Man.
Why that?
Yeah, this has a 35 on a Metascore, but the user rating is a 7.1.
It's all them Lady Gaga fans.
That's
Lady,
what it is.
Well, the Lady Gaga fans.
It's the little monsters out there.
Not the Metascore. The whole movie was weird. There wasn't a point. I didn't like the humor. The audience we saw it with seemed to like the humor a lot more than I did.
The humor. The only joke that I didn't like the humor at all.
Yeah, the only joke that I started to laugh, like, I was like, oh, that's funny. And, like, I had to say that in my head. That's funny. That's how you know something's not really funny. It was when he was, like, said, jump out of the building. And then Venom calls him pussy. I'm like, okay, I see it. That's kind of funny.
But playful banter.
Yeah.
I remember the people behind this, like, after they did the test on the first guy, where he was like, it's okay, he puts his hand on the glass, it's like, I'm doing this for us, like, as if the guy cares, as if Drake cares about him at all.
Right.
The guy does, or dies. Wow, words! His bones are all...
He do move no more.
His bones are all broken and contorted. And you're not getting this, are you?
Yeah.
Like...
He's dead.
Yeah, he's gone. Poor people are dead, and it's funny.
I don't know that it was necessary that we had to have a personal connection between Eddie Brock and a homeless woman. I don't think that was important.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't think that was important at all.
There's like, we need to fill it 5 minutes.
It would have made more sense if he just did it because he felt bad for the poor
person.
Because
he saw a person wanting help.
Wait, that was her?
Yeah, that was
that was a newspaper lady.
I did not make that connection at all.
He says Maria a lot.
Okay.
He's like, that's my mother's name.
We're not even talking, we haven't even talked about the most egregious part of this movie. The worst part hasn't been brought up yet, and it's the after credits scene.
Oh.
And it's not
Are we done talking about the movie?
No. I just want to talk about the parts I hate the most. There's two parts that really fucking pissed me off in there. It's when, and Woody Harrelson had been confirmed as Carnage for a while. That's an old casting. That's been
I was surprised about. Woody Harrelson was cast.
I had no idea he was in it.
Yeah, that's been out for a while. The first part is when he's talking to Eddie Brock and he says, what does he say exactly? There's going to be a whole lot of carnage.
He says, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to do it. There's going to be a hell of a lot of carnage.
And I just want to uppercut the lady sitting next to me because, like, I was so upset. I had to leave. The other part...
Is she into it?
I don't know. Okay. She was laughing at other stuff. The other part that I thought was the worst thing about this movie, Woody Harrelson's wig.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they found that at Spirit Halloween and shot it. 5 minutes, and they're like, yeah, that's good cut, and no one's like, he looks like Sideshow Bob. Yep. He looks like a fucking clown.
He looks like Pippi Longstockings.
Why does he look like, we put a mop on his head, and it worked.
It's like they took a Ronald McDonald wig, straightened it, and then curled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why does he look like that? Not one person in costuming was like, we might want to change.
Why didn't they just, like, keep his hair normal and dye it red for that scene?
Woody Harrelson doesn't have hair.
Yeah, he's bald.
I thought he had hair. I thought he had a little bit of hair.
No, I think anytime you see him with hair, it's all a wig. What? But there's definitely better wigs out there. But clearly, they had spent their whole budget, and they're like, shit, we didn't film the scene with the Woody Harrelson.
We don't have the wig!
No one
he comes in today, we gotta do something.
Quick, go buy a
clown costume. All their money went to bad CGI instead of a wig for Woody Harrelson.
God, there was a lot of CGI in this movie, too. And, like, it didn't look all
terrible. CGI, I will say, looked a lot better than Deadpool 2.
Venom considerably better than Riot.
Yeah.
I thought he looked way better than Riot did. But also, like, why he looked so slimy all the time. And I'm like, I get it. I guess it made aesthetic sense, but like
he's a slippery boy.
Yeah. So okay, when Venom was extracted from Tom Hardy,
yeah,
went into the vent, went into the dog,
yeah,
and then went into his ex-girlfriend, fiance. Yes,
yeah,
and like when she kissed him to like put Venom back into him, I'm like, man, there's gonna be a lot of fanfic about this movie, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, when I saw Lady Venom, I was like, oh, is that maybe a different symbiote? Because there are women Venoms, and I was like, oh, no, that's just his girlfriend knew exactly where he'd be out here in this fucking woods.
Venom knew where he was.
Yeah. How? How can Venom sense where Eddie Brock is that far?
Because he's an alien!
He has Brock sense. Also, he doesn't have spider sense. He has his Brock sense.
I don't know the true origin of how Venom or symbiotes get to Earth. I don't like the idea of symbiotes somehow luring Life Foundation into finding them, and then they want to come here and basically eat our planet.
Not anymore, though.
No, I mean, that's what they
Venom,
want
to Venom doesn't. Want
to not anymore. Right. And also, I don't like that cop-out. I don't want to eat anybody anymore, because I like you, Eddie.
I was a loser guy. Like you yeah. are.
Oh, that
part.
Yeah. I wanted to scream.
I was so Venom mad.
Venom says, I was a loser. I'm a loser on my planet like you are.
We're a lot alike. I was a loser on my planet. Just like you are.
Oh.
I was like, Venom was such a badass before this movie.
The comic book nerds that love these movies don't need another loser hero to, like, oh, I can relate to Venom because he's a loser too.
He was a loser on his planet.
I'm going to eat dogs or something.
I'm a loser on my planet, and he's a loser on his. We're the same but different.
Fucking stupid. Also, Eddie Brock dies in this movie.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
They can just, he can just bring him back?
Apparently.
Because I thought.
Did he die, though?
He was stabbed to death. He was impaled.
Was he dead, though?
Yeah, they showed the life going out of the body.
Yeah, he had his hand in his reaching.
Yeah, he went limp. He was dead. And that when the host dies, the parasite can't live off that host anymore. It has to find somebody else. Venom, by all accounts, should have also went away. And Riot should have got to Planet Symbiote and brought all his boyfriends and girlfriends back, and they all should have banged it out. And they were together at one point. They were the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand that part.
No.
I
don't
know. Well.
Also, and like the noise made them separate after they were together, but didn't make them separate from Drake and Eddie long enough to be separated at all.
Yeah, they separated. They fell on the ground and separated.
Oh, that's right.
They bounced out of each other.
Yeah, okay.
They dang all bounced right out.
And I like how the rocket blows up and kills Riot, but the fire coming out of the rocket doesn't really affect Venom that much.
Yeah,
at
he's
all right. Yeah, it just burns him up. And
well, that fire was blue.
If Eddie would have been like, I had a little bit of symbiote left in my fingernails and like a clean my teeth with him and I got a symbiote back in my body, I would have bought it. But like, I just don't get the connection between the end scene where he's talking to his ex-fiance about it all. And she's just cool with it now. Like, cool. And not just her. Everybody's cool with it.
Yeah,
everybody's like,
no questions at all. No questions of like, am I hallucinating or did I just see you eat that man?
Until we get like Venom Civil War in the next movie where it's like, listen, Eddie Brock, you can't go around policing people. I'm eating heads off bad guys. And I'm like, that's what I gotta do.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing.
I need the politics movie of Venom.
Give us your badge and your gun. You're off the force.
Yeah. Also, does Carnage, is he on this planet yet? Because we don't see that.
No clue.
All the other symbiotes died.
I would say no because there were four.
Yeah.
One of them was missing, which you find out is Riot. One of them is Venom because it gets out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, one of them is Venom.
Are you sure it wasn't Carnage?
Because that's what I just thought of. Is the missing one that they talk about, does it end up being Carnage? Because, well, no,
No, because it goes into the lady, goes into the other lady, and then it goes into the little girl.
And the little girl.
That was Riot the whole time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
That's the missing one.
And then they brought three back.
That's four.
They brought three back. Two died.
Yeah.
Two died.
The blue one and the
yellow one. The third one was Venom, and then the missing one was Riot.
So I guess that's the four count.
Yeah.
There was four.
I don't think Carnage hasn't shown up yet.
So maybe Carnage was here first. Well, then, like, maybe
he's
Carnage.
A serial killer.
That would make that more would make, sense if Carnage sense. Was already on Earth and connected to and talked to the symbiotes on their planet about everything. Because Riot knew how to get on a plane and go through an airport.
Oh my god.
He knew.
Oh my god. Carnage is fucking Megatron.
He understood
god damn it.
How airports worked.
Okay, you're going to want to take Tokyo to LA.
And make sure
but you're going to have a layover. C. Yeah, Gate C. You're going to have a layover in France to Rome. And then you get...
This is where my dead friends are. Yeah. Don't ask me how I know.
The little girl walking through the Life Foundation, and Drake's just like, oh, what are you doing here? Like, well, yeah, bigger question!
That's another thing, is how'd she even get down there?
Yeah, how did she know where to go?
Like, she didn't have access codes, right? I don't know that shit.
I just assume she would
But the symbiotes clearly know about the Life Foundation. She'd like, they knew it about it before they got there, because the first Riot host was holding a Life Foundation thing.
Did he Google where Life is?
That's the thing! How did she look at a badge that said Life Foundation? Like, yeah, I know exactly where this is.
This is where I'm
now.
Going.
Well, wait, no, the girl, the EMT
yeah.
was in Malaysia. How do they don't care about San Francisco at all?
Because if she knew where it was, then that's his in. Like, I he knows she... where to go.
Yeah, she wouldn't know. They're in Malaysia.
And well, I mean, the only thing that makes sense, and I'll buy it if this is the case, because they had a direct feed from those Malaysian police officers and EMTs that went to Life Foundation. Mm-hmm. Did they have a fucking person in Malaysia ready for this thing? Because this spaceship, by all accounts, was going to land back in San Francisco and crashed in Malaysia.
So how did Riot get out of the little...
Riot's the one that crashed the ship, because he was out of the case.
Well, how did he get out of the case?
He was still in the dude. Maybe he was still in the dude
when
he got out.
Maybe he was never in the case. Maybe he got on the dude before they were put in cases and wrecked the ship, and then was like, this Malaysian woman looks nice, and then this old... Why do you pick an old lady? Why do you pick an old lady?
Inconspicuous.
Least threatening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not, no.
So how do you put... The things back into the test tube thing.
You can't.
That's the question that I had too, is where they test and then it just goes back into the tube and they lock it up
and
again.
And what was in the tube that was not oxygen that was letting it live? Was it just nothing?
I don't know.
Like a vacuum chamber?
Well, let me ask you this. So, like, the symbiotes would attach to people a few times and then the symbiote would die. The symbiote would attach to somebody and die. Mm-hmm. The blue one lived through, like, three people. Lived through the guy with the long hair, the black guy, and the doctor.
No, that wasn't the black one. That wasn't the blue symbiote.
That was Riot.
That was Riot.
I think
no.
Riot was the one that was in the girl.
Yeah.
Wait.
Riot was in the little girl. What symbiote?
Riot was the one that
was
missing the entire time.
Right.
Wait, no, the blue symbiote didn't die.
The blue symbiote totally died after the doctor.
Blue and the yellow one both died.
Because he said, where did it go?
It died in the girl.
No, he was...
It died in Jenny Slate.
It died in the scientist, because he let it out. And then when it got out of... Like, when it killed the scientist and got out, nobody noticed it, and it died on the floor. Because you can see it just fucking sprawled out on the floor.
It looks like a pile of guts.
So I was like, what if that's the one that got away? And
they let it die.
Yeah. Well, Carnage is red.
Well, I know that.
So it wouldn't be the blue one.
I'm just saying... trying to make sense of this dumb Sony movie.
But so...
Jared, what'd you find?
I did find a couple things. We talked about his homeless friend,
yeah.
Donna.
Marie.
Apparently,
Marie.
In the comics, she actually does have her own symbiote. And it's called Scream.
Yeah, Scream. So I thought Scream was supposed to be in this movie, and I guess that's just not
that's
the case.
His homeless friend, who's now dead.
What was her name?
Donna.
That was Marie in the movie, so it couldn't have been her.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah. Because you're correct. It was Marie.
It was
and
Marie
this
in
says
the movie.
Donna. But also the astronaut,
the first astronaut,
the astronaut that lived that had the symbiote in him originally,
right,
is apparently J. Jonah Jameson's son.
Yeah, that's the spider. So that's why the Sam Raimi movies don't make any fucking sense, because J. Jonah Jameson's son comes back
with Venom.
He doesn't come back with Venom. Venom's a fucking meteorite in the third movie.
Yeah.
So it would have made a whole bunch
of
sense.
Well, I mean, in the comic. He comes back with Venom.
Right. So that's why it's so weird to me that in the third movie, we have Jameson's son, and Venom's not back with him. Or I guess in the second movie, or whatever movie, Jonas... No, it's the...
Because in the beginning of the third movie, they're him and Mary Jane Watson are together. And then they break up because he kisses the
what
girl,
What movie
right?
does Kristen Dunst run out on the wedding? Is that the first movie?
It was the third.
Third. Beginning third. Of the...
She runs out of
that's
that wedding. No, it's not. It's no way. She runs out of that wedding
no,
in like the
third
end
movie.
Of one of the movies.
It's the third movie.
The end of
no,
because she goes and
Spider-Man
she...
keeps happening
nope,
after that.
Because she goes and she gets all pissed off because he kissed that girl, and then she goes and finds somebody to make him jealous, and then she starts.
But that
she's
in the third movie,
the
guy that
that's
she makes jealous
movie.
Is Harry. She starts dating Harry Osborn again. Because in the first, I think it's the first movie where she's engaged to
no.
Maybe it's the second movie.
She dates Harry.
She dates Harry in the first movie.
Yes.
Dates Harry. Dates Peter in the first movie. Breaks up with Peter in the second movie.
No, she doesn't date Peter in the first movie.
No.
He turns her down.
Anyway, Because the Go Get Him Tiger line, it happens when she's in the wedding dress in the second movie. That's got to be the end of the second movie. She runs out of the wedding for Jameson. But anyway, he comes back to space and it's talked about. And it's not, they don't bring back the symbiote there. Symbiote lands on Earth next to Spider-Man in a park. And it gets attached to his scooter.
Peter Park. Parker.
Anyway, keep reading, Jerry.
Also, Parker. The Daily Globe is not made up. The Daily Globe is actually what Eddie Brock worked for because he was the rival newspaper for the Daily Bugle.
So, good correction. Keeping
which one's that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm working on it.
That one looks like Wolverine.
Let's see.
Is that Wolverine symbiote?
Yes.
In the comics, his fiance, girlfriend, whatever, does actually use the symbiote and is She-Venom.
Okay.
Real creative.
Yeah.
She-Nom.
I thought She-Venom had like She-Hulk hair or something. I don't know. Fucking
red hair, is that?
That's what I was saying. This is She-Hulk. Oh, creative. Those are the only things that I've seen so far.
So
that have stuck out to me.
She-Venom looks like what she did in the movie.
So I have all of the symbiotes confirmed in the movie.
Okay.
You have Riot, obviously. There's also Scream. The
EMT.
Yeah.
The Scream. Even though it was still Riot.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Phage. Phage.
There's the yellow one.
Okay. Yeah. And Toxin.
It was the blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. But no...
Where's Venom?
Venom's in there.
He's not on his list.
But there's five.
Well, okay, so Scream wasn't actually in the movie.
Scream was technically Riot then,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I guess just depending on the host is the name of the thing, which doesn't make any sense because they just know. I also didn't like that they have their own names already.
Yeah, why do they already have names?
Yeah, I don't like
that. And why are they human, like, human words? Why are they English words?
Oh, they just understand.
I fucking hate what I just found.
What'd you find?
The penises.
I found the list of all the symbiotes from, the comics.
Yeah.
There's one called Bizarnage.
Hell yeah.
It's an amalgam of Bizarro and Carnage.
Okay.
Who's Bizarro? Is that another symbiote?
It's a DC thing.
I'm Bizarro, Bizarro Superman.
I'm Bizarro Flame.
There's Grendel.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, which is a dragon. It's a dragon symbiote.
So is that the villain from the fairy tale?
Oh, I don't know.
Grendel?
Yeah, Grendel from Beowulf.
Okay, sure.
The fairy tale.
Hansel and Gretel. Never mind, I'm an idiot.
The fairy tale.
Hands on Grendel. It gets really crazy.
This lists Agony, Phage, Lasher. I tried to call him Lasher.
Laser.
Lasher and Riot are apparently Venom's children.
Who?
Okay. More fanfic. Cool.
They merge into a single entity known as Hybrid.
Okay.
You've got Null. K-N-U-L-L.
Hate that.
Is Void in there?
He's the god of the symbiotes. Mm. He has lived for eons. In fact, has witnessed the birth of the universe.
Please tell me there's one named Void.
Kroba.
He's just Muck.
Who I don't think is actually...
It's Spawn.
I think he's just the symbiote. He never gets a host.
Never gets in somebody.
Never gets
Lasher,
it.
One of the five symbiotes forcibly spawned from the Venom symbiote by the Life Foundation. So they all just have crazy names. And, so you've got Lasher, you've got Mania, you've got Marcus, you've got...
I'm sorry. What's Marcus?
The Centaur Werewolf Symbiote Warrior. Marcus is the strongest monster under Dracula's command. He was born a centaur, bitten by a werewolf, and bound to an alien symbiote. What the fuck is going on in DC Comics?
I can't... Oh, fuck.
Can you type in? No.
Venom hentai, here we go. Okay, there was a dick.
Rule 34.
There's a lot of...
Rule 34.
Is that
Venom.
Sonic?
That is Sonic.
Why?
Oh, God. Thumbnail, Gage. See, there's a thumbnail.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh yeah, real porn. Let's get rid of that shit.
God.
You said something to me like, "Oh, I got to see what the Venom Rule 34 is."
There's Mayhem.
That's awesome.
Is the possible clone? Jesus fucking Christ! What is he eating?
He's eating a furry.
That's called Boar. That's called Boar, Jared.
That's the symbiote known as Boar.
She was biologically re-engineered to be a symbiote hybrid. After naming herself April in order to interact with ordinary life, she gave herself the new name Mayhem.
Yeah, keep reading, Jared.
Yeah.
No.
God bless him.
That might be the thumbnail. That's safe for work.
Are you sure it's her penetration? There's penetration. Oh, no, that is penetration.
That is totally in.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit. Keep
reading. Pork grind!
Pork grind?
Wait, hell yeah. In Marvel Universe Earth 8311, Venom is an alien pig named Pork Rind.
Did you say larval?
Yep. In the larval universe.
Okay.
Because in the previews before...
Isn't that what the...
Spider-Ham?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is voiced by John Mulaney.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yep. Is the other voice T.J. Miller of Peter Parker?
No. That's the guy, it's the guy from New Girl.
Yeah, it's Nick Miller.
It sounds just like T.J. Miller.
Fuck, what's his name? What's his real name? I don't remember his real name.
I think it is Nick.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah, so then you've got Scream, one of the other five symbiotes forcibly spawned by the Life Foundation.
Yeah.
Eventually killed her symbiote siblings and served as an enemy of both Venom and Spider-Man for some time, and then was killed by Eddie Brock. And you've got Toxin.
So wait, Venom didn't kill her? Eddie Brock did?
I mean, it's probably...
What, in the movie?
Venom. Eddie Brock?
She just dies in the movie. Eddie Vedder?
Toxin.
Oh, man, what a movie that was in.
Oh, my God. Here comes Jeremy.
What the fuck?
Tell me.
Toxin is the symbiote spawn slash son of the vicious symbiote Carnage and grandson of Venom. We got a whole family tree here.
Oh, is that in the next movie Tom Hardy Toxin, and Woody Harrelson are going to fuck?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Spoilers. Toxin is also the most powerful of all the symbiotes. Eddie Brock, former Venom and anti-Venom, has been forcibly bonded to this Toxin symbiote. And then you have Venom. Venom clone.
Anti-Venom.
It's called Venom clone. Venomsaurus Rex. A savage land T-Rex bonded with the Venom symbiote. And then you have Zix. It's
this.
Just three Z's and two X's. I want that to be in a movie, and I want to see Sleepy them pronounce Zan. It.
Is that Noir Spider-Man, but as Venom? It's a unique
brain-eating member of the symbiote species that was discovered several years ago by Shi'ar Emperor Deken. Sorry.
Dyslexia. Didn't they all eat brains? I thought that's what Venom did.
It's part of the head. They spit out the brain.
That's a lot. There's a lot here.
So what's your expectations?
Also, they're actually called the Clintar. That's an alien race that feeds on the emotions of its host.
All right.
Put that up. Pull that up, please.
I'm going to search Clintar. What do you think?
So what's your expectations for... Do we want to give our ratings first before we talk about...
Yeah, sure.
The sequel? So okay.
I would rate this movie a 4 out of 10. And like the 4 out of 10 only gives like I did like the scene where Venom's fighting the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really well done. I liked when they brought in, you know, the smoke grenades and things like that. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then Venom's movement looked cool. I just didn't like how Venom was just portrayed in this movie. I didn't like there's just some really flat jokes. I didn't like the lines. Venom was, it was weird that like Venom was like the third person in the room all the time, and he was just like there for comic relief. But it's like, this is fucking Venom. We're supposed to be afraid of Venom at times, right? Venom also is here to eat people and destroy the world, and then he just decides, yeah, Eddie Brock's cool. I didn't like the writing. Tom Hardy did a good job with what he was given. Also, another thing I wanted to bring up, when he's jumping the motorcycle, he has his hands latched to the handlebar. When he gets in the air, why let go? Why did he let go?
I don't know.
Cool just scene. For the fucking scene of it?
Yep.
Yeah, that was just for fun, yeah.
4 out of 10.
It's a solid 7 from me. It loses a lot of points from being really a great movie.
How do you rate it good, then?
But the action was fun. As a superhero movie, it was fun. It was good to watch.
It was good to watch.
Went good to for have my fun. Eyes.
Damn, I was going to say that.
I didn't go to the movie expecting some like Oscar worthy performance or story writing. I went to see a superhero movie, a Marvel movie, whatever.
And
that's what I got.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I got what I expected from the movie. I didn't really expect anything better, so
fuck it.
It's easier for me to give it a higher rating because it kind of met with the expectations that I had for it.
Okay.
I would give this a 5 out of 10. I was going to say a 6 out of 10, but the Carnage scene at the very end,
yeah, that did
dropped at a whole point.
It just, I didn't hate the scene. I hated that they had to mention Carnage.
Just don't say his name. Just say his real name.
They could have stopped the scene when Harrison looked up and you saw the Welcome Eddie in his blood thing.
Is that what that was?
It said Welcome Eddie. I couldn't read it. And clearly, it's a serial killer with red hair in the Spider-Man universe.
Everybody knows who that is.
It is only one person. He didn't have to say anything.
Green Goblin.
What goblin? None of them.
The hobo goblin.
The hobo goblin.
Red Goblin.
Harry, you're a goblin.
You are a goblin, Harry.
I would give this movie a 4 out of 10. I like the sweat fighting.
What? I like the sweat?
The sweat fighting?
I like how much sweat was in this boy.
So much sweat.
I like the swap fighting. I did like the one scene. The one scene that I thought was kind of funny was all the guys that put on their masks were like, mask. And he said, copy. And then they put them all on. And then Eddie Brock was like, mask, and Venom said copy, and then he turned into Venom. I thought that was cool. That was kind of cool.
I just thought it was corny.
It was, but it was the only cool part of the movie. Okay. Like
that's,
like,
I mean, that's the scene I
it was.
Like
it was
most.
A cool one liner. It was the only cool one liner in the movie.
Okay.
It wasn't even a one liner, but
it was two lines.
Yeah, it was a two liner.
Ooh, a twofer.
Yeah, but twofer Grayson. Yep. And but this movie, I didn't like a lot of the action scenes. The SWAT scene was the only cool scene. I thought it was. Motorcycle scene took way too damn long.
Yeah, it was drawn 20 out minutes. For no reason.
Yeah, of them just driving around San Francisco with unlimited cars chasing him.
Oh my god.
Dude's rich. Like, what do you want? He's fucking Steve Jobs.
And then, end credit scene was pretty rough.
Bad.
It's pretty rough, I'm not gonna lie.
It's like this movie, it was part horror movie, part comedy, and part action movie.
This movie didn't know what it wanted to be.
Yeah, exactly. It was just odd movie.
Yeah, it was like, we have to, well, I imagine, and I wouldn't be surprised if Sony's like, we gotta appeal to, like, all of the lowest common denominators possible. We need to hit the humor, so we gotta punch up the humor on this, but also we need the action, so we need to really punch up the action. Also, people want to see Venom eat people, so we gotta be a little scary with it, too. So, like, it looks like it's something you wouldn't take your kids to, but at the same time, you would take your kids to it.
Even though they dropped the F-bomb like 2 times.
At least
I only heard one.
Yeah, I heard
one. I heard two.
I heard a lot of shit, so.
There was one at the beginning, I think.
Was there one at the beginning?
No, the dude was like, I think he censored himself. Like, he didn't say it.
Well.
He's like, what the? And then,
I didn't like it. And I can't wait to see what the next bit of it is, what the Carnage Venom movie looks like, if that gets off the ground, which imagine it will.
It's got to.
I mean, I've seen other things canceled from Sony. Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 was supposed to turn into like 6 franchises for them, and that they all canceled all of those.
Yep.
So,
is Venom better than Amazing Spider-Man 1 or 2?
No.
In the Sony the Spider-Man, movies? Yes.
No.
I have to quickly ask or just say this. I thought you were going to say, is Venom better than Spider-Man?
No.
Like as a character?
No.
And it's just really funny because I was on my screen, is Venom stronger than Spider-Man?
He is.
It is literally on my screen. And the answer is yes, Venom is stronger than Spider-Man.
So Spider-Man's faster.
Yeah, Spider-Man's more agile. Is this Venom better than Spider-Man 3 Venom?
Yes.
Better than... Are you asking me to compare Tom Hardy to Topher Grace or the whole of this movie to Spider-Man 3?
Both.
Tom Hardy's better than Topher Grace. This movie is better than Spider-Man 3. But man, I had a great time watching Spider-Man 3. There's a lot of shit in that movie, but like it's kind of fun just to watch. But like that movie is a mud hole piece of shit. But at the same time, I think this movie Venom does edge out Spider-Man 3.
I would say I like Venom more than Spider-Man 3, but I like Topher Grace's teeth better than Venom.
He has the teeth Venom. For a little bit, only sometimes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Stupid. Also, in Spider-Man 3, he squeals like a raptor in Jurassic Park.
That's
I hated everything about Venom in Spider-Man 3, so yeah, this was better.
There's that one scene where Topher Grace isn't in the symbiote, and Venom's just like standing up, and it looks like a giant spider web with a head, and he's just yelling at Spider-Man. That's a cool scene. That looked terrifying. That was the only good bit there.
I did like in Venom where he was talking to Venom, and it like wrapped around his face. Yeah.
And he said, "What are you?" And he said,
"I'm Venom." And I'm like, "Why do you have a name?"
Woo! He said it.
He said the fucking title.
Like Kyle just goes, "He said it."
I heard because I was ready to punch myself in the nose. I think this movie is pretty close to Spider-Man 1 too, because Spider-Man 1 is a hard movie to watch.
I like all of them.
I love Spider-Man
2 was the only good one.
I like Venom better than Spider-Man 1.
Did you?
I think.
Okay.
I might have to rewatch Spider-Man for the second time this week. I don't know.
Did anybody rate it? We got closing thoughts on this?
I don't have any closing thoughts, but I can close the episode if you want.
Yeah, because I've got nothing else to add to it. I'd say if you like Venom at all, go see it. If you can wait, if it's not a priority, definitely wait.
Hey, Sony, if anybody that works at Sony listens to this podcast, which I'm sure there's probably hundreds of you, just sell it to Marvel.
Give it to Marvel, please.
Okay, let me ask you this. How long before Venom or a symbiote makes his way into Marvel?
Well, see, here's the thing, though, is because there's, like, sometimes they say it is connected to the Marvel Universe, and then sometimes they say it's not connected to the Marvel Universe.
This Venom movie?
Yeah.
I can't
see it. So, with that being said, if they're going to say that it's not connected, I don't think that it'll ever happen.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a scenario where it happens unless Marvel gets the rights to...
I think Marvel should have the rights to the Spider-Man universe, honestly.
They should, but, I mean, when Marvel sucked, they were selling off those properties to everybody, because I think Universal still has the Hulk right now.
That's why they haven't made a Hulk movie, yeah. Right,
or a single Hulk movie. I'm excited for Venom movies, and I was excited to see what this was going to be. I'm excited for Carnage. I like both these characters a lot. I don't know that I'm excited for another Venom movie plus Carnage without Spider-Man.
Because Spider-Man should have been in this one.
Where would he have fit, though?
Well, that's what I was saying. It's in San Francisco, so I don't know how they would have done that. But I think it would have been cool if like, while Riot and Venom are fighting, Spider-Man shows up and he helps Venom.
Sure.
And, like, that's, like, where they first interact.
Or even just, like, you said something happened in New York. He didn't say what happened in New York. What if he just mentioned...
Something well, he has to go Peter back Parker to New York.
If he would have said during that dinner scene, yeah, I got fired from the Globe, kept butting heads with Parker over at the Bugle over right. sources on the Web Slinger or something like that, I'd be like, I get it.
Yeah.
fucking get it. But of course, we don't know where this sits in the timeline.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
He's still in high school.
He has to go back to New York because he was Venom in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you can be Venom wherever.
Well, yeah, but like in the Spider-Man universe, Venom was in New York with Spider-Man.
Sony doesn't care about the rules.
I know that. I see that.
Not in the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, not yet, because he's still in high school.
Yeah.
I would just hope after Spider-Man Far From Home, we get like a symbiote Easter egg, but I can't imagine there's going to be a symbiote in the Marvel universe while Sony is still making trash.
So, they're really good at CGI nowadays, right?
Yeah, that's arguable.
Can we get the same exact Venom after a credit scene, but just swap out Eddie Brock with Peter Parker?
Yeah.
So he's just like, there's going to be a hell of a lot of carnage at the very end of Spider-Man Far From Home.
I think he just says, it's going to be carnage.
Oh, okay. Not, I'm going to be carnage?
No, I think this is...
That would have been better.
I hope it's the same scene after Far From Home, and Spider-Man swings through the wall. It's like, stop!
Don't leave! Don't do it!
Or the after credit scene for Far From Home, Spider-Man swings into the Sony studios and fucking steals the rest of the properties for the Spider-Man universe and just brings them over to Marvel. And it's like, you can't have them anymore. I'm tired of this shit. You're done.
Yeah.
It's over.
You're gone.
It's really
zit.
Anything else?
Red Box this movie. Don't go see it in theaters.
Don't go see it in theaters. Bad movie.
I'm going to go see it again.
We did it so you don't have to.
Just throw that out there.
Good for you, Jared. Let us know if it's better the second time. I want some of that cookie.
Okay, take it.
That's a dope cookie.
All right,
it's
a big old
cookie. I'm gonna close it. Take the whole thing.
All right, I'm not sure when this movie's gonna come out, but it will.
It's out.
It's already out.
We're here. Episode. I don't know if this episode will come out, but it will. And when it does, it's gonna be carnage.
Hey,
thank you, Chef. Stay golden, and do it for Gianni.